The pressure that Australia's population growth is placing on our cities is a topic of intense debate, and it's prompting the federal government to consider ways to force migrants to live and work in regional areas as part of their visa conditions. Already across Australia, regional towns have led the way in settling refugees. One of those towns is Wagga Wagga in the New South Wales Riverina, where the success of refugee students at the local high school is attracting national attention. National Education reporter Natasha Robinson has the story.
Graduating from high school wasn't always a given for Year 12 student Abu Kabay.
I love my school. I love everything about school. I value education so, so much. Because where I came from, education was not a thing that everyone had a right to. It's not a thing that people can do.
The 18-year-old came to Australia 5 years ago from Sierra Leone. His father, Abdul, had fled violence years earlier. After arriving in Sydney, the family chose Wagga Wagga as their home.
When I came to Wagga, the community is just so close-knit. They're so encouraging. They're so welcoming. I would not have chosen a better place to go to.
Wagga is one of a number of towns around the country that the federal government has chosen as a regional resettlement hub. Unlike many country towns which lack services and employment opportunities for new migrants, these hubs have been chosen for their strong settlement services, access to education and job prospects. The experience of some of these towns in settling refugees could serve as a model for the federal government's plans to force new migrants to live and work in regional areas as part of their visa conditions. At one of the town's regular lunchtime community barbecues, those who've settled in Wagga discuss their good fortune. Among them is Abu Kabay's mother Beatrice, who has yet to sleep after a night shift in an aged care home, a job she loves.
When I was in Africa, I was not working. I always depend on my parents. Today, I am not depend on anyone.
Beatrice's friend, a book, has also found a warm welcome in Wagga.
Since I come to Wagga, I saw the Wagga. I fell in love with it. I decided I'd buy my house here. Yeah.
That sense of community goes both ways. At his school, Abu was identified as soon as he arrived as a gifted student. Now he's been recognised as one of the most outstanding students in New South Wales, receiving a Minister's Award for Excellence in Student Achievement. Dance and drama are
here
Abu's passions.
1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3.
Even the prospect of being the only boy in his school's dance troupe has not dampened Abu's resolve to do what he loves, as his dance teacher, Catherine Fisher, explains.
Abu is a character, and it's so he really does balance out the group nicely.
Have you ever had a boy in the dance group before?
We've had a couple of boys, but no one quite like Abu.
Yasha, 1, 2.
I'm quite ambitious. So I would love to study the arts. I love the arts, absolutely. I would love to do something relating to acting. I want to be big.
As well as his own aspirations, Abu hopes that other regional towns will also keep opening the door to new migrants.
That's National Education reporter Natasha Robinson.